Rand Canetti is project lead and director at the Center for Reliable Information Systems and Cybersecurity at Boston University and works on the modular approach to cloud security, recipient of a National Science Foundation Secure and Trustworthy Cyberspace Program grant. Rand, thank you very much for being on the program today. You talk about building a cloud with clear and transparent security properties. Tell me what that means and how that looks to the person who wants to use that cloud, knowing that what goes in it is going to be secure. Thanks for your time today.
Exactly what we want to achieve in this project is to give the user clear guarantees of what they're going to get. And this is not always the case in cloud security. Often in cloud security, you know, people think about it from the point of view of the cloud provider, but actually we want to be user-centric and provide security guarantees to the user. And in particular, we would like to give the user guarantees regarding the privacy of the data, what privacy guarantees they're getting in terms of how much leakage, if any leakage is maybe allowed for the data, regarding the correctness of the results, how much trust do they have to put in the provider of the cloud, in the components. And there are many different types of solutions that we have today in order to give such guarantees to clients. And each one of those solutions have different properties. You have to put trust in different components, in hardware components, in the network components, or maybe not at all. Some solutions you don't only have to trust the mathematics of cryptography in your own application. These tend to be more expensive, but still, they're there. We would like to give the user kind of a menu of trade-offs, what kind of guarantees you will get, how much each one is going to cost the user in terms of maybe dollars, or in terms of time, in terms of space, etc. Allow the user to choose.
The analog that I see in the federal government is that different federal agencies want to put their data in different security levels of the cloud. So it sounds like that's what you're going at, being able to offer various strata of data security so that people can choose the level of security that they need dependent on the kind of data that they have. Is that correct?
Yes, depending on data and the processing they need to do, exactly. There's one other component which is a crucial component here, and this is the composability component. I mean, how you have many components in this cloud or in any security-sensitive system, and you may be able to to analyze each component separately to give some guarantees on this particular component, but then it's not always clear, and it's often broken, how to get composite security from all the components put together. This is something that often breaks in security, and this is often where the attacks come in. This is exactly our goal, is to be able to design systems and provide security analysis to the system in a way that you can get overall guarantee for the security of the system, secrecy, correctness, etc., given security properties that you get from the individual components. And this is maybe the core technical difficulty or the goal.
The question I usually get from federal agencies when they ask about guarantees in various areas is, well, if you guarantee that something will happen, what happens if it doesn't happen? So what happens? I know it's a crazy question, but that's the response that you get. So in this case, if you make a guarantee that I put my stuff in the cloud that you work on and it's secure, the question is going to become, well, what happens if there is a breach? And it sounds like I'm not sure how you answer that question in a case that's just how it is.
And this is kind of maybe an orthogonal question, right? If there is the systems that are designed to provide some properties, and part of these properties should be, what happens when there is a breach. But of course, every system should be designed, every component should be designed to have fallback, to have things that they guarantee to happen even when there is a breach. And again, there is a question of how the things, get put together, get composed. I would say this is kind of another orthogonal question of how to design your system.
Rand Canetti of Boston University is working on the modular approach to cloud security project, receiving a grant the project has from the National Science Foundation Secure and Trustworthy Cyberspace Program for $10 million to study modular cybersecurity and build one. And Rand is telling me how they go about doing that. How far down this road are you now? What have you achieved so far, if anything, or are you still in the beginning stages, Rand?
Right now, we are putting together a common language, a common framework so that we can interact and get a common language for designing things. That's on one hand. On the other hand, we already started implementing our own cloud system, which is going to be based on another project, which is the Massachusetts Open Cloud, where we build an open framework for an open cloud where multiple vendors can come in. And this is where we're going to implement whatever we develop. And and one of the challenges that we're already starting to address is to design an architecture for this open cloud that will be security sensitive and would allow us to develop security solutions on top of it. And this actually turns out to be non-trivial, how to do that.
Do you worry that with the changes in the cyber realm, the advanced threats and the very fast evolution, that you may be playing kind of a keep-up game along with the threats as you're building this infrastructure?
Definitely, one of the challenges is to have a kind of evolving security against evolving threats. And this is really one of the places where this modular approach comes in, where we can actually have different modules where each one of them can be developed and analyzed separately. We just have to tie in the interfaces, the security interfaces between those modules. And then, you know, whenever any specific module becomes dated or outdated, we can replace it with a new one. And kind of have an architecture for security which is modular and irreplaceable, component by component.